business.
Entrepreneurs in Africa. Hurdles for hubs. The going is tough for African tech hubs and startup incubators.
You are either part of the solution or part of the problem, it says in painted letters on a wall. Stay hungry, stay foolish, says the wall opposite. An old rickshaw sits among beanbags and a vase of flowers rests on an ancient oil barrel in the corner.
We wanted the space to feel like Google, says Eleni Gabre-Madin, the founder of Blue Moon, a new agribusiness incubator that opened in Addis Ababa in February, without a trace of irony. Incubators and their cousins, accelerators, provide hands-on training and mentoring, and often a physical space, to help early-stage business ideas develop. In Silicon Valley, they find capital for startups and take a slice of equity in return for their services. Ms. Gabre-Madin says that Blue Moon draws inspiration from Y Combinator, an American accelerator founded in 2005, whose investees include Dropbox and Airbnb. The new firm's first cohort of startups will train at the office for 4 months, and it will give each a small cash injection in exchange for a 10% stake. That is a rarity in Africa's startup scene. A simpler and more common model is for tech hubs to provide office space, some networking events and fast broadband internet. A recent survey counted over 300 such facilities on the continent. One of the first hubs was iHub in Nairobi, launched in 2010, which has an incubation arm focused on mobile technology called MLab. But MLab, like many of its kind, is not a real incubator. It was founded with a grant support from the World Bank and takes fees from, but not equity in, the companies that it nurtures.